Yeah, Martin, from these 234 emails that were released, we've learned really two big things. One is the extent to which the Trump administration was willing to go to push this narrative that the election was fraudulent or stolen. We know that it was not, but they were willing to try to lean hard and put pressure on the Justice Department, typically a department that isn't political. And the second thing we learned is that clearly the administration expected the people who were in the positions at the DOJ to follow along. And clearly what we learned from the emails was they didn't.
More signs the Trump administration sought to use the Department of Justice for political gain. Newly released emails reveal the former president directed his DOJ to pursue false claims of election fraud. His chief of staff pressuring then-acting Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen to investigate conspiracy theories, which Rosen's office called pure insanity.
This type of behavior is something that you would expect in Putin's Russia or Xi Jinping's China, not the United States.
The emails show Chief of Staff Meadows sent the acting Attorney General a link to a conspiracy theory about Italian satellites changing votes and requests to look into debunked theories about voting machines reversing results in Michigan. At one point, A.G. Rosen replies, "Can you believe this? I'm not going to respond."
Mark Meadows, who directly pressured DOJ officials at least five times to investigate false claims of election fraud.
This just a few days after at least two sitting members of Congress learned the Trump DOJ seized their cell phone data along with associates and some family members looking for classified leaks, which it did not find. Congressman Eric Swalwell's data was among those seized.
It's no country that I want to live in where a president would use his powers to go after his political enemies. We have to make sure this doesn't happen again. Otherwise, you normalize it.
Democrats are calling for further investigations and for former attorneys general Bill Barr and Jeff Sessions to testify. House Republicans today say the Trump Justice Department had a responsibility to investigate leaks.
That's a national security risk. That is a federal crime. It's very serious, and we want to make sure that the Department of Justice is able to pursue any type of criminal illegal leaks.
Now, we know that since the Justice Department has put in certain policies, certain procedures that they have to try to prevent this type of thing from happening, but procedure and policy is not law. So there are certainly a lot of congressmen and women talking now about putting in laws and codifying that so that they're harder for any Justice Department official to try to get around those types of rules. Rob.